Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Griffin here.
None of these scenarios are based on any real-life events. Everything is made up entirely on the spot. Take it away, song!
Hi.
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Steven M. Bones.
And this is Killed to Death.
And it's the improvised true crime podcast. And that's the truth. And guess what? It's that blank void of a month. It's November.
Right, that's
which
right.
Means another month of waiting around until the next fun thing you can look forward to.
You don't care Remembrance Day.
I don't necessarily look forward to that.
Okay.
I think we need to spice up November. This is what we're here to talk about.
I'm eager to honor.
You love to honor. And you love to serve.
And I think everyone else around me appreciates me shutting up for a whole minute. Sorry, Steve. We're in a pretty dreary month.
Yeah, and I think it needs spicing up. That's it. I think we need to invent a new holiday that everyone can use and be excited about in November. Something with a little pizzazz.
Sure. My date will be on the 20th.
Your date? Okay, so we're reserving dates. Let's run
so
down.
So 20th is off the board.
Okay, I guess I can't take 20th. All right.
And on the 20th, it is kind of a rebuttal day to Remembrance Day, where we kind of do the exact opposite. We don't listen to the last post even once the whole day.
Listen to the first post?
Yeah, we listen to the first post.
Different song.
It's kind of the same melody, like it's the slow trumpet, but it's got like a great bass line in there. It really hits.
It's funky, man. First post is awesome.
The first post is just an EDM last post.
Yeah. I love the first post drops. And I think that, so are you saying instead of a minute of silence, it's like just a minute of chatter? Like it's like everyone get to know each other and...
No, I'm saying it's an entire day of silence other than 1 minute.
And that 1 minute, just scream as loud as you can.
Scream as loud as you can, and the rest of the day you shut up and you listen to a loud EDM last post cover. The first post.
Please. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Sounds like my Twitter in 2013. Now, Steve,
you can't make that joke anymore because you've tweeted since.
I've tweeted since, but the first post is still probably back then.
Oh, first post. Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Steve, what is your holiday? Now, keep in mind, can't be the 20th.
Sheet. Okay, well, I'm going to take the next best thing, which, of course, is November 21st. And I think it's not fair that the Americans have Thanksgiving. They get to split it up that way. And we've already completely shot our wad on that one, and now we have nothing left. I think... Thanksgiving too. We just run it back. We get to do Thanksgiving again, but this one's bigger.
Do you have to use the same food? Because I don't trust it to last a month.
No, you have to make a bigger deal. You have to make a bigger meal. You have to make everything you did, step it up. It's like this is the sequel to Thanksgiving. So it's really a time to show up yourself from last month and show up all your loved ones and say, you know what? You guys, you kind of blew it last time. This time around, strangers are invited. New people in the home.
That's stepping it up.
Yeah. Start inviting some strangers into your home.
Twice as much really as family as strangers.
You should be twice as thankful as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that's just go around,
like this year I was really thankful for my friends.
That's right. Yeah, and you know what? Your friends should be invited too. That's a good point. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah. Two turkeys? Is it all the same food? Is it all the same type of food?
Bigger turkey.
Bigger turkey.
But still only one.
What about cornucopia? Same size?
Bigger cornucopia.
Shit.
Honestly, that a side beef, but like, man, cornucopias don't get love any other time of year, and it's not right.
My concern with this day on the 21st is I'm going to be showing up. I'm going to be exhausted. My ears are still going to be ringing from yesterday. My eyes are still going to be blurry from the club I was in all day yesterday.
Fine. We'll make it the 22nd.
Thank you. We need one day of recovery, which can be a holiday itself.
Yes, rest
we
day.
We can have like a three. We can make it like a 3-day, like an Easter type deal, where I guess the Saturday is kind of the in between day.
Yeah, because you're really partying it up on Good Friday.
That's
then you
right.
need a full day to rest because you're gonna party it up on Easter Sunday.
Steve, not
speaking
to bring
of
it
the
down.
Dead.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Speaking of the dead, much
Jesus.
Like Jesus, yeah. Someone else was killed.
Okay.
Steve, would you like to solve that murder?
Yeah, let's do that one.
The victim, Ted, found dead in an oven. Today's guest, Virginia Smallsbin, baker who found the body. Virginia, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a crazy weekend, I'll tell you that for sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm having trouble closing my eyes at night, I'll tell you that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Flashes of the scene.
Flashes of the scene, yeah. Flashes wow. of the scene are coming to me every time I close my eyes. So I've been awake for a few days. I'm not going to lie.
Is your business still open?
Oh, yes. I've been running it 24 hours a day because what am I going to do, go home?
Right, so you've actually been more productive. You've kind of turned lemons into lemonade here.
Well, yeah. Cupcakes, but yeah.
Lemons into cupcakes.
Yeah, we got lemon cupcakes. And if we don't have them, I'll make them. I got time. Just as long as I don't have to sit down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. It's go, go, go.
Gotta keep
we
those hands busy.
You are pacing back and forth right now for the listeners.
I know. I don't like to stand still for too long. Then I feel the cold chill of the memory of death just creeping up my ankles.
What is on the tray you're carrying currently?
Okay, so these are cookies with Ted's face on them.
Oh, okay.
I like to keep pictures of my employees up in the back room, so I have a picture of Ted up on the wall, and I was pacing back and forth last night, and I saw his face, and I thought to myself, you know, it would be really nice to bite into a cookie with Ted's face on it at this time, you know? And I thought it might bring the community together if we could just, you know, bite into his face together.
I can see by the cookies, though, this looks like him post-mortem.
Yeah.
Did you take a picture?
Yeah, I did. I like to consider myself to be a bit of an amateur photographer. And when I see a subject, I mean, you know, art doesn't wait.
Right. So
it doesn't wait.
You have, it sounds like, several employees at this bakery.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, because it's a bakery, what's that? Sorry.
Oh, we're listening.
Oh, sorry. Sometimes I hear things that aren't being said, and then I have to take a second to just make sure that that's me and not you. You know what I mean? Sometimes I, yeah.
Not to derail you, but how many days of this right now is it without sleep?
Four.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're not, you know, we're cresting the wave of insanity, but we haven't quite gotten there yet.
So sorry, you employ quite a few people.
Yes. Well, I like to give everyone an opportunity to have a job, you know, so I have a hard time saying no. So basically, if you have an interview at the bakery, you're getting hired.
Does that mean you have a ton of employees working at any given time?
A lot of which with no baking experience?
None. So some of them I just have stand by the door and say hi to people. And then I have another
Greeters.
Guy who says bye.
Oh, separate jobs. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you break the tasks up, you can give them out to individuals, and then, you know, you never have to say no to anybody.
How large is your building?
Oh, it's not very big. Yeah, it's about two rooms. So we got the room with the ovens, and then we got the front room.
Both packed with people.
Absolutely packed. So what I have them do is when customers come in, customers can only come in one at a time.
Mm.
And I have the employees sort of shuffle to the sides to make mm-hmm. a bit of a pathway. So we part the sea of employees.
Well, you could pretend as if these are other customers, and then it always seems very busy, and they could go like, oh, no, you go ahead. Right? When someone comes in, and they could go, wow, this place is always popular.
Look at you, a business mind.
Yeah.
Business
You could
minds.
Even have them like bid higher prices on what the customers are trying to buy.
Oh, hey now.
Is that how bakeries work?
Yeah, it's
I don't know bakeries that well, but do you auction off all the items?
We auction off the day old stuff, that's for sure.
Okay. Is that what those little numbers are that you have to take?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's we throw an auction from time to time, but you're totally right. It does get hard with all the employees in there, but perhaps I could use them as plants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about Ted? I was gonna ask, was this someone with zero experience who just needed a job, or was this
someone
who
Ted was
loved
a bit
baking?
Different. Yeah. Ted was a bit different. So he came on in. I guess word had gotten out, you know, that I don't turn anyone away who interviews. But he was a real bright light, you know, and he came in and he actually did have some experience baking, you know, so that he was my oven guy, you know.
Okay.
He was the guy who put stuff in the oven.
That seems like a big role at the bakery.
Well, yeah. You know, we got the people who say hi, people who say bye. We got the people who do the bagging, the people who take the money. And Ted was the guy who put stuff in the oven.
Right.
And, you know, when I interviewed him, he really struck me as somebody that wanted to better himself, you know. And it didn't seem like he'd come from circumstances that lended themselves too well for him to get employment anywhere else. And, you know, I have a bit of a soft heart for that, so.
What suggested that to you?
Well, he simply said, I can't tell you my last name.
And you thought, oh, this guy doesn't come from money. They didn't even give him a last name.
I thought he might be on the run, to be honest.
What's the name of the Unabomber? Is that Ted?
Kaczynski, yeah.
Ted Kaczynski? Okay.
So we haven't ruled out the fact that this could have been Ted Kaczynski. Then I think he might be in jail or dead.
Well, it's dead now.
Yeah. Oh,
I think he
in another.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm pretty sure it wasn't the Unabomber. But listen, I did I did feel there was an essence of on the run about him, and because mm-hmm. you know I myself have been on the run in my life. Sorry, it makes me emotional, but I saw myself in Ted a bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason I opened up a bakery was, you know, because I needed to start a new life.
What can I ask what it was you were on the run from?
Yeah, I guess enough time has passed that I can talk about this.
Yeah, statute of limitations.
Openly, you know. Sorry, I just get a bit sad about it, but I had set fire to my daughter's new home with her new husband, and no one was inside. You know, I made sure, but you know, they did want to press charges on me, and I couldn't really take another charge. So I just I got in my Winnebago and I just started driving. You know?
Can I ask
and
what the other charges were?
You had previous charges.
Yeah, they were also arson. Sorry, I have a lot of shame about it.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
Were they all your daughter's houses?
I was just gonna ask that.
I mean, it's like you know me already. But yeah, they were. Yeah, I went through a bit of a phase where I wasn't really too good at handling my anger, and for whatever reason, setting things on fire really did it for me, so, yeah. But, you know, when you live in a small town and you set too many things on fire, eventually you gotta go, and so I went.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and that's sort of what drew me to baking, because it's kind of like a contained flame.
You can channel that love of heat.
Yeah. So I make something beautiful. What's that?
I'm surprised you're not the oven guy.
In the oven?
No, I'm surprised.
No. Operating the oven.
The oven guy, like Ted was at the bakery.
Well, I'm when I first opened the bakery, of course, I did all the jobs.
Mm-hmm. Hi, bye.
Yeah, I did them all. I bagged. I took the money. I did the oven, the mixing.
Mm-hmm.
But part of my recovery was learning to take a step back from the heat.
Mm.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
Did you go through like a program of like a...
Yeah, an Arsonist Anonymous.
Yeah, AA.
AA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a wild ride. I'll tell you, I ended up at the wrong AA a couple times, but those folks are real nice.
Yeah, sure. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I just stuck around, and I made up a story or two, and it was really nice, and then I found myself back at the Arsonists Anonymous meeting, and...
And those stories are not made up.
Oh, no. Oh, uh-huh. No. I wish they were. Yeah.
Well, it's good you're past that. I'm proud
Thank
of you.
Yeah, I really like to believe that people can grow and change. And, that was one of the reasons that I offered the position to Ted. I thought, I see myself in this guy. He's clearly running from some demons. I don't know what they might be, but that's not really my business, because what I see in front of me is a stand-up fella.
Mm-hmm. Now, over the years, did you start to get little glimpses and hints of what that might be?
Well, I did see a picture fall out of his wallet one day of a real nice family. And and he was in the picture with the family. Oh. Yeah. He was standing a bit separate from the family, so it was a little unclear to me if he was a part of it or if he just happened to be captured in the background of the picture. But I thought, what
was running at them with a knife?
Yeah, Listen, I don't judge people's pasts, but it seemed like he might have had a real nice life that he fucked up somehow. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the day you found him.
Oh, 4 days ago.
4 days ago. Was this upon opening the bakery?
Yeah. So I walked through the doors. I said hi to Marie. She was saying hi. She likes to come early before I've opened, just to stake out her spot by the door. That's her job, saying hi. So she often comes before I start. So I said hi to Marie. Hey, Marie. Unlocked the doors, went in, walked to the back, and there was just something different about the air. Mm. You know what I mean? When the air feels real still, like something's amiss, And I looked around, and everything seemed fine, So I went, I turned the oven on and to preheat it, to warm it up. And I started smelling something, and I thought, oh, fuck. I fucked up the cupcakes. I didn't take them out of the oven last night, so I ran to the oven to get them out, to fucking try and save them. And Ted's arm kind of flopped out of the front, and his hand was holding one of the cupcakes. So I was right. I did leave the cupcakes.
Good guess.
Yeah, I did leave them in there overnight. That's on me. That's my mistake. And his hand flopped out, and he was holding one of them. And real nice cupcake. And
good job.
You were able to save them?
Yeah. I mean,
quickly blew them all out.
There was a silver lining, which was that the cupcakes were not burnt. But Ted was, he was fucking dead. So
did it look like the oven had caused this? Did he look burned himself?
So it is an ongoing investigation. But
yeah, we're doing
I
it right
do
now.
Have my own theories.
Yeah, we still got like maybe half an hour.
Yeah.
I have my own theories. What I think happened is that poor Ted crawled in there to get the cupcakes out.
Oh.
How big is his oven?
Giant. gigantic.
Oh, okay. So you need to crawl in there sometimes to just to get the ones from the back.
Yeah. Sometimes they roll back there, those little fuckers. So he...
These are not in like muffin trays.
No, I don't use those.
Oh, you have to take them out one by one.
Yeah. So part of what's unique about my bakery is that muffins are sort of... muffin is a loose term at my bakery.
Yeah, wait, what shape are they?
Yeah, so it kind of depends on what shape they take as you toss the batter in the oven.
Sure.
Yeah, so I use a ladle. I ladle it out of the bowl, and then I employ a technique that I call the wrist flip, and I just flip the ladle, the batter from the ladle into the oven, and wherever that kind of ends up is what gets cooked.
Sure, yeah, whatever loose goo is in there.
Yeah, loose goo. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
And that could be a muffin. Muffin's a loose term.
Exactly.
Put some frosting on that goo, that's a cupcake.
It's a cupcake.
Yeah, that's what I think. And so far, no one's ever said anything different. I mean, I've gotten some looks, but no one says anything different about it, so.
As long as it tastes great.
Yeah.
Who's complaining?
But,
he was probably crawling in there to grab those finished cupcakes or muffins?
Scraping them off the back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's not unheard of, you know. We've all done that from time to time, crawled in the oven to scrape off. But what I think must have happened is that so we have a broom that we use to kind of prop the door open when we crawl in. And what I think happened is that he must have kicked that broom out, as he scrambled to the back. And then I think that the oven door closed.
Heck, so your theory is, yeah, not murder at all.
Well, I
suppose not.
Was
the broom there when you walked into the room?
Oh. I didn't see it.
So that's probably not a kick. That could be a on-purpose removal of a broom.
It's true. And evidence now gone.
Well, now that you say that.
Room without a broom.
Now that you say that, my theory, it doesn't hold up, does it?
Oh,
there's
I'm
no
sorry.
Broom. Oh. Oh, fuck.
Well, we'll still keep it in mind. I
yeah,
think that's
no,
good.
It was a good thing.
We'll circle around and
oh,
maybe
fuck.
That's still
what
the one.
What do you think happened? Oh, Ted. Oh,
when was
shit.
The last time you had seen Ted?
Well, it's funny, you know, because he hadn't come to work that day. And he was supposed to be there. And I remember because... I was the one who was using the oven that day, and I got a little close to the heat, and I did feel a flare of my old ways coming back. But
I wish this was on something it shouldn't be.
If this was my daughter's bakery, I'd burn this whole place down.
Yeah, and fuck her, you know. And you know, she can't. She doesn't know where I am. I obviously don't have the same name anymore, so she wouldn't know what town I'm in or that I run this bakery. But
she might listen, though. She might be a listener. Is there anything you would like to say?
Oh, chances are high.
If she listens, it's probably pretty high. We have a lot of small town listeners.
I think if I had to say something to her, it would be, look, I haven't seen you in a long time, Melissa, and, if I see you again in this life, I'm going to burn your next house down because, you know, being pregnant sucked and, being a mom sucked. I didn't like being your mom. You were a little shit. And, I don't know. You destroyed my womb. So I'm going to destroy every house you live in from now on. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you and your kids.
So it wasn't even anything specific she has done other than exist that has made me so furious.
Mm-hmm.
Motherhood, not for me, you know?
Doesn't
it
sound
wasn't
like
for
it.
Me.
No, it doesn't sound like your passion.
Now, I don't wish her ill, but just, any dwelling she dwells in. Yeah, I wish ill on her homes.
You wish her to thrive out there in the world without a home.
Thrive.
Yeah, out there.
Yeah, as long
I
as
never
she's outside.
See yeah. So, I know. I know it doesn't make sense, but the mother-daughter relationship is a complicated one. And, you know, we could spend our entire lives trying to investigate what that's all about. But
we should do that.
The truth of the matter is, if I have a flame and something to light on fire and it's near my daughter's home, I'm going to burn it down. And that's why I can't live there anymore. And that's why I have a new name and, you know.
Right.
I've started over.
So Ted didn't come into work.
He did not. No. And, you know, I had called him and it was going straight to voicemail. And, he, you know, he has one of them stupid voicemails that where he just plays a bit of a song.
What song?
It's that Olivia Rodrigo song, which I thought was a bit strange. That good for you. And I jammed out to that a couple times because I called him. And I asked Maria, you know, did you say hi to Ted today? Did he come in? Did you greet him at the door? And she said, no, I haven't seen him. And then, I talked to Bob, who he does the goodbyes, and I said, when's the last time you said goodbye to Ted? You know, when did you see him leave this building? And he said, yesterday, I said goodbye to Ted, and I watched him hobble down the street, and, you know, he had a bit of a hobble, and that's it. He hobbled off into the sunset, and we didn't see him, so...
Interesting. So he came back to the bakery at some point after you closed that day.
Yeah.
He got in overnight before the next morning, or someone put him there overnight.
Right. Well, now I'm wondering.
What we're going to do is take a quick break.
Great. I need it. It's been a tough 4 days.
Sure. Well,
if you need to sleep.
I might take a quick cat nap.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we come back, we will be well rested. We will be alert, and we're going to solve this case.
I think so.
Oh, God, I hope so.
We rock. We are back on Kill to Death, the podcast. We are still here with Virginia Smallsbin.
Hey.
Hey, Virginia, you're a baker. What is the name of your bakery?
Smallsbins. But the S on the end is a Z.
Oh, cool.
That's fun.
Yeah. Smallsbins.
I'd be a little intimidated. That seems like a hip place.
Yeah. I think
it's packed
so.
In there, keep in mind.
It's bumping.
So hot and sweaty.
It's bumping, that's for sure. It's bumping.
You run this bakery, Smallsbins. It employs quite a few people, as you don't say no to anyone who interviews with you, or I'm assuming applies at all.
Well, if you apply, you get an interview.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you get an interview, you're hired.
You have this motto, kind of, because you're your own life. You are a runaway yourself. You had to have a fresh start after repeatedly burning down your daughter's homes.
Yeah, it was a dark time.
You packed up your Winnebago, you took off, you started this bakery. You've been to programs like AA and AA to try and get over this. And you have found success, it sounds like.
I mean, look, I don't want to... I don't want to tempt fate by saying I'm healed. Of course, you know, being human is a process, and we are always learning. But I am definitely not setting things on fire anymore. I'm working with heat in the best way that I can, which is creating treats. Heat treats.
That's right. Heat can actually be helpful in small
Yeah,
amounts.
Making beautiful things.
Out of loose goo.
Yeah, I'm making... Mm-hmm. Delicious, happy making treats out of, you know, a tool that I once used to destroy.
Speaking of destroy, you found one of your employees, Ted, You didn't know his last name. You got the sense that maybe he came from a similar past as you, was on the run. You found him dead in one of your ovens upon opening the bakery one day. You thought there might have been some cupcakes still in there, and you were right.
Well, it's my bakery.
Sure, yeah. Nothing gets by you there.
Mm-mm.
Except Ted when he came in late and then somehow
well,
died.
Well, yeah, what the fuck, right?
Did he have a key?
No. That's the other part that doesn't make any sense. Mm. He doesn't have a key.
Okay, let's run it down.
Nobody
has
a key but me, not even Maria.
No one has a key but you.
No.
Wow. Oh, so when Maria said hi to you that morning, she was outside the bakery.
Yeah, she comes early to start to say hi to me because that's her job, to say hi to people when they arrive. Right. So she wants to get there before I get there. But she doesn't have a key, so she doesn't go inside, just me.
Were there any windows broken? Was there any sign of forced entry?
No, we traditionally in a bakery, there aren't any windows. Mm-hmm. If it's a good one. If you see a bakery with windows, I wouldn't eat those treats.
So you don't have front windows either?
No,
like...
absolutely not. No,
sun spoils food.
Mm-hmm. See? You should run your own bakery. Good instincts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sun spoils food and daughters spoil wombs.
Hey!
Whoa!
That's it. I'm going to write that in my diary tonight.
So no windows and no shattered wood panels.
No signs of forest entry anywhere.
Do you have wood
anywhere.
Panels where windows should be, but it's just squares of wood instead?
Blinds okay,
over
so
them?
Yeah.
When I first took the bakery over, yes, you are correct. There were windows. It was a shop front. You know, I was still really angry at that time. You know, I was transitioning out of my old life into my new one. So, you know, I did smash those in. And was that part of the decision to decide to have no windows? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it was. So once those were smashed, I did put up some wood paneling. So from the outside, it would look as though the store is closed.
It looks boarded up.
It does, and I don't have my sign is. Look, signage is expensive, and it's just not something I'm willing to spend money on if I can use word of mouth as marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so, one of the boards does say small spins on it, but I wrote it in Sharpie.
On wood. That's kind of tough to read.
Yeah, and I gotta rewrite it every time it rains. But look.
Looks almost
the word
like graffiti
has obviously gotten out because
on a closed building.
Yeah.
Word has gotten out because it's packed with people you pay to be there.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's all kinds of marketing tricks you can use.
So the last time anyone had seen Ted alive was your goodbye man, Bob.
Bob. Yeah.
Who said he saw Ted hobble down the street after one of his shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Ted normally not a hobbler?
Well, he's got knee issues, so after a long shift, he'll adopt a bit of a hobble to help him get home, you know?
Right.
So that's how you can tell if he's been working a long day, right? If Ted shows up and he's walking fine, that's the beginning of the day. Or he didn't work hard enough, that's true. But you know, Ted was a hard worker, so I could never fault him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Could never fault him for that, man. But, if you saw Ted with a limp, you'd know that man's been on his feet all day or crawling in the back of the oven.
Now, what's interesting to me is with the broom not being there at all, it wasn't like someone just came in and threw him in the oven and left. It must have been he got there on his own power, propped it open, and someone just removed the broom entirely, is what
I'm
thinking.
That's what I thought. Well, because he had a cupcake in his hand, you know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
So if he had a cupcake in his... Yeah, mid-task. And he must... All I can think is, did that guy come in, you know, after midnight just to get the job done that he knew he didn't come to do that day?
Wow.
That's what I was wondering. And, at first I thought, wow, that's commitment, you know?
Well, who filled in on the oven that day?
I did. I did it.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah, it was me.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And normally I don't do that, you know, because it's a bit triggering for me to work with the heat. But
if you can't handle the heat, stay out of the kitchen is what they do say.
Yeah. And for me, it's, you know, if you can't handle the heat, you know, become the boss of the business.
Right.
Yeah.
And tell someone else to handle the heat.
Exactly. Exactly. And divvy up the tasks and stand in the corner. Make sure everyone gets them done.
Oh, wait, you don't do anything else? Okay.
I don't do, no. I don't do anything.
We are getting a Skype call here. I'm going to click hello. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, Bob.
I'm good.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Oh, sorry. Force of habit. I mean, hello.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, good. What's going on? Hey, goodbye to you and goodbye to you. What's going on?
Goodbye.
Hey, are you at the store right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. It does look dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no lights on in here. It's actually technically a crime scene, but hey, I still come in.
Yeah, you got to say goodbye to people that are, you know, checking it out, the cops, whoever's there. I'm glad you're there doing your job, man.
Yeah, and luckily that the back door is still loose, so pretty easy to get in here.
What's up?
The back doors, it's got that loose, you can just jimmy the lock a little bit, and then we come in. So, because I realized as soon as I got here, I was like, I don't have a key. I asked Marie. She's like, I don't have a key.
The cops were like,
we don't have a key. And the cops were about to use a battering ram. And I was like, oh my God, dudes, I totally forgot back door. So, yeah, we jimmy that lock. Yeah, you just shake it a little.
Is this a well-known secret amongst the employees?
I would say somewhere between everyone and everyone except for you knows it.
Wow. I haven't... Okay, my mind is blown, because as far as I knew, there was no back door. Where is the back door?
I'm sorry, you didn't even know there was a back door?
No. I walk into the back room. We got oven number one, oven number two.
Yep.
You know, three and four are against the far wall, so where's the door?
Well, you know where the prep area is.
With
the big bowls and the mixing and everything like that.
Yeah, the bowls and the mixing with it, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got the storeroom.
Uh-huh.
Right, you walk in there.
Okay.
There's a trap door in the storeroom. That'll take you downstairs.
Get the fuck out of here. There's a trap door in my storeroom?
Yeah, trap door in the storeroom. And then it's a full basement, and then there's a door from there that leads out back to like a little catwalk.
I got a full basement?
You only thought you had two rooms. It turns out that's doubled.
I've been renting out a storage locker for the last 5 years because I didn't know that I had any extra room in that place, and you're telling me I got a full basement down there?
Yeah, I wondered why you never used the basement.
Holy
to be honest
shit.
With you. But I thought
use a storage locker for your pool table and your couches and to have everyone hang out.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh, so this is good. This is great news for you. Yeah. No
sounds problem. Like I got a whole bunch of extra real estate down there, but also the door.
The door is more of an issue. Yeah, if you do want to get something fixed, it could be maybe the back door. Yeah, that could be something to look at. But
you're telling me all you guys have been coming in through that back door for years?
No. I mean, Marie likes to get there before you. Says hello.
Yeah.
I like to get there after you to say goodbye. And then everyone else.
You come right at the end of the day.
He comes at the end of my day. Yeah. That's his job.
To say goodbye.
Yeah.
I say goodbye to all the employees.
Yeah.
Everyone else likes to come in the middle of the shift for their jobs, obviously. So the place is open. I mean, you never use that back door unless we want to use the basement just for something cool. Like sometimes we hang out down there.
So was Ted ever coming in and out through that back door?
That's so funny that you say that. Yeah, I guess that's true. Ted uses that back door all the time. That guy was always coming on off hours, and I was like, hard worker. Hard worker. I don't know what necessarily he was doing there at night, but like that guy would come in all the time at night, and I'd be like, goodbye, by the front door, and he goes, that's fine. I'm going to stay here.
Holy shit.
Oh, okay.
You know, that makes me think, because I asked Ted one day, you know, at the end of the day, I said, you know, are you heading home? And he said, well, you know, wherever I go, I am home. And I thought he was being real profound, but now that makes me think he was fucking sleeping in my basement.
He was.
Sounds like he's out there in the world.
Huh.
Yeah, he was definitely sleeping in the basement, that's for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Ted was living in my bakery.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
Bob, it sounds like you knew him kind of well. Do you have any insight as to his past and who
what's
he
so
might have
funny,
been?
What's so funny you say that is that we kind of, you got, dude, you're so funny.
Thank you.
What's so funny is that you just asked that, and then that's actually a conversation that I had with him when I first met him. I thought we were getting off on a great start.
That's so funny.
Isn't that funny? So you remember my interview. I came to you. I said I have zero experience with anything to do with the bakery, but I have a very checkered past that I can't get into.
Yeah, and I said, great, put your bag down. You start right now.
Yeah. And you looked deep into my eyes and you said, I see myself in you.
Yeah.
And you said, you're part of the team right away. And I thought, this place is incredible, you know, new home. Similar thing happened with Ted. We were kind of getting on the right foot. I thought we were really getting along. And then we started talking about his old job. He worked at a meatpacking plant. And then he said he got this dark look in his eyes. And he almost realized as if he was saying too much. And then he kind of shut up. He kind of walled up. And then all of a sudden, the guy was cold to me ever since. But we had a great combo that first time. We were really talking about it. He was talking all about his life. You know, he used to live Mississippi, and he used to pack meat down there.
You know, it's so funny that you say that, because I asked him
that
if he wanted
funny.
To go out for... You're funny,
funny,
Bob.
Thank
Come
you.
On.
Oh,
you know
so
it.
Much. Hey, you're really funny, too. I love
Thank
those
you.
little like those signs you put up in the store, joke a day signs. They're
you
funny.
Know, I just want to help the day pass, you know?
They're motivating. Yeah. They're
Thank
cool.
You.
They make me smile.
Which one's on the wall right now?
Oh, this one. Yeah.
Oh, you want to tell us?
No,
Bob?
You
Oh,
were
I'll tell you. Okay.
Tell
yeah, no problem. Yeah, so the other day I took out my Sharpie after I was writing Smalls Bins back outside on the front. After
it was
it
a rainy
rained.
Day, yeah.
Yeah, and then I walked inside and I wrote on the whiteboard. That's where I put my inspirational quotes. Yeah. And I said, fingers aren't feet, but your heart is so sweet.
You are funny.
That's so funny.
Thank you so
much. When
I
saw that, I laughed and laughed, and then I also felt something.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
And that's all I ever want. But what you're saying about Ted and the meatpacking is, you know, I asked him if he wanted to go for burgers, and he said, oh, I can't have red meat. And I just thought he was one of them veggies. And I said, well, I hope you know we use dairy products in our cupcakes. And he said, oh, I know.
Yeah.
And we never talked about it again, but he famously would never speak about cows.
Oh, I've heard about this. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd never speak about cows.
Never.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I remember I went to Prince Edward Island and I came back with like a cool novelty t-shirt that said the Mootrix on it. And it was like a cow with like Matrix sunglasses on. Mm-hmm. And so I wore that to work. Obviously, you're very nice. You let people have a little flair, you know, a little cool outfit that you don't have to wear.
Oh, that wasn't a uniform.
No, this wasn't a uniform. Otherwise, everyone would have to take a trip to PEI before they come in. This would be funny. But no, it's this was just my own little flair. I was getting a lot of compliments from other Matrix fans and other fans of cows. And then, of course, it comes to Ted, and he looks square at the t-shirt, and he said, take that off.
I remember
and
that.
I was
wow.
like, Ted, I just got this. I can't take that off. And he tried to make me take it off.
I had to send him home that day. He was so upset.
Yeah. It's tough.
Now, about this backdoor trick, to leave his past behind. Obviously,
oh, yeah, you do it like this.
Happened with his... Oh, okay, great. That's all I was going to ask.
Oh, shit. So
just
it's just
it.
Right open, eh? Fuck.
Now, if it's employees who know about this, it sounds like his method of he went into the oven to do his normal job. Someone, unbeknownst to him, took the broom, trapping him in there. It sounds like it must have been another employee who knew that trick to get in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or they. All it would take is, I guess, asking another employee about
right, okay,
it.
Okay, so another employee or someone who has encountered another employee before.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm wondering
exactly.
about Lisa.
Oh, yeah?
Well...
She Isn't
is
she
a
from
sweeper.
Mississippi too?
She is from Mississippi.
That's like the one thing I know about her.
Her job is sweeping.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And but what does she use to sweep?
She uses that broom. That's for fucking sure.
Yeah, I'm piecing this together.
I'm just wondering if Lisa might have been taking that broom to go do a sweep.
Oh, it was an accident. Oh, so you, she you, came you in at night.
Well, I don't know. Listen, yeah. This is who I am, okay? I want to believe the best in everyone. Right. Was it a mistake?
Yeah, true.
Lisa also has a checkered past. You know, she has committed a few murders in her time. But I want to believe that this is not the circumstance. You know?
Right, interesting. Yeah.
I really want that for her. I don't want her to go back to what she's done. But my God, maybe she has.
I'm thinking about this, and there would be, even if we can narrow down that Lisa was there, there is no way to determinately say whether this was an accident on her part or not.
Right.
No, and I don't want to ask. I can't live with that.
No.
That one of my people has gone back to the way that they were before.
No, people change.
People change, and I have to believe that's true, mm-hmm. You know?
And to be honest with you, I mean, I don't know where else I'd go. If Smallsbins closes.
Yeah, if they lose their sweeper, that's it.
Fingers aren't feet, but your hearts are so sweet, all of you.
Yeah.
I believe that to be true.
Your heart's so sweet, too.
Thank you. It's hard for me to hear that because I know who I am.
No, it's not who you are. That's who you once was.
Yeah.
Fingers aren't feet.
And now
fingers aren't feet.
No. Now you're somebody else. And you're someone who runs a hell of a bakery.
Thank you.
And you're someone who gave all these people a second chance. And if I need to testify and say that Lisa didn't do it, and I'll take the stand. I'll do it.
Would you take the stand?
Yeah, I would, Bob?
Because I'd never ask.
Bible.
I would never ask that of you. I wouldn't. You know I wouldn't. But if
no,
you.
No, but I would do it.
Thank you. That means a lot to me, Bob. You don't even know.
Oh, I know. I know what this place means to you, and I'm going to do everything I can to keep it alive. And you know what else? Wow. I'm going to get the lock fixed. I'm going to get that lock fixed, because that's not right.
We can't do that for the bakery?
Yeah.
You're going to fix Oh, man.
I'm going to figure out a way to get that lock fixed.
Well, it sounds...
Because
if it's even possible.
Feet.
Fingers aren't feet, man.
Fingers aren't feet. Oh, man.
Virginia, I think you've taught all of us something about second chances, and I'm willing to say that this likely suspect didn't do it on purpose and write this whole thing off.
I have to believe that's true, regardless.
And I think that's beautiful
reality. I have to believe that Lisa is innocent.
And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. Lisa didn't do it on purpose.
I don't think so.
Got to be an accident, and we kind of have to cling to that, lest our worlds come shattering down.
Yeah, if you want to finally close your eyes and go to sleep like I'm about to when we end this.
Oh, how was your break?
Oh, it was very nice. I had a very quick dream, a flash of Ted's face, and then I woke up again and we were back.
That does sound nice.
Yeah.
I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song, Brady Schumer for our art. If you like Killed to Death, follow us on Instagram. Killed to Death Podcast. If you like us on Twitter, follow us there at K2DPod. Mm-hmm. If you like us over email, try killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. Suggest a murder. Think of something horrific. I think that's all I have. Is that true?
I know the show, and that is true.
Perfect. In that case, let's turn to you, Bob.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Bob, do you have anything you'd like people to check out?
No, don't look into my past or where I've been. But check out Cows if you're ever in PEI.
And the movie The Matrix.
Yeah, there's a new one coming out.
We'll turn now to Virginia. Do you have anything besides The New Matrix you'd like people to check out?
Oh, hell yeah. If you're a fan of CBC, there's a real cool show on there. It's called Strays. It stars Nicole Power. She's a fabulous actress. Wow. Consequently, that show is about, you know, starting over in a new city. And God, I can fucking relate to that, can't I? So that's on Tuesdays at 8:30.
Wonderful.
Yeah. CBC. Then you can stream it at any time on CBC Jam.
Now, normally I would close this show, but when I'm in the presence of a professional here, Bob, I feel like I should kind of give the reins over to you for this.
That's smart.
Bob, do you want to take us home?
Yeah, well, if there's only one way to say it.
Take Goodbye. It away, Bob.
I'll do it. Sure, no problem. I'll do it one more.
One more. Cut that part out.
I'm a professional. I'll give you some alts.
Bob, Goodbye. Go ahead.
I'll just give you a few. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye. Goodbye. Well, goodbye. 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 Well, I guess this is goodbye. Keep your stick on the ice.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Brady Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mangiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
Has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.